Peru's president-elect Alejandro Toledo is visiting Washington today. He'll be talking with Bush administration officials about counter-narcotics efforts and aid for victims of last week's earthquake in southern Peru. A White House spokesman says there'll be a brief meeting between Toledo, who takes office late next month, and President Bush. Toledo is expected to thank the administration for its role in the capture of Peru's former intelligence chief, Vladimiro Montesinos. FBI surveillance of a Miami branch of a Cayman Islands registered bank provided vital leads that led to the arrest of Montesinos in Caracas, Venezuela on Saturday. The bank was holding millions of dollars in an account linked to the Peruvian fugitive. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
For 10 years, Vladimiro Montesinos dominated affairs in Peru. The legendary spy chief operated what investigators describe as a criminal network that controlled politicians, judges, business people, and members of the military. He had close ties with the U.S., acting as Peru's liaison with U.S. drug enforcement agencies. According to officials in Washington and Lima, the U.S. Embassy, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami worked with Peru for months, trying to track down Montesinos, who is believed to have possibly damaging evidence against high-level people throughout Peru. Some allege he was a CIA operative during his years as Fujimori's security advisor, but U.S. diplomatic officials say that's not true. They also deny suggestions by some Peruvian politicians that the U.S. did not want Montesinos to be captured. According to an official at the U.S. Embassy in Lima, the case began to break when Peru asked for U.S. help in verifying Montesinos' account at the Pacific Industrial Bank in Miami. The FBI reportedly learned that the account contained some $38 million. According to the embassy official, a former Venezuelan intelligence officer contacted the bank about a month ago and tried to extort money, presumably on behalf of Montesinos. The FBI, he says, identified the Venezuelan and arrested him for extortion late last week. That led to information that Montesinos was in Caracas, Venezuela, moving from safe house to safe house. Peru was notified and then sought the help of the Venezuelan government. The embassy official says that Peru initially worked out a deal under which Venezuela would turn over Montesinos to Peruvian authorities in Caracas last Saturday night. But the government of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, which some suspect of protecting Montesinos, changed its mind. Montesinos was turned over to Venezuelan intelligence on Sunday. He was returned to Peru yesterday. The challenge for law enforcement now is trying to keep Montesinos with his damaging information alive long enough to face trial. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.